This is Positive Outcomes, a podcast for the P&O community. Thank you for joining us. I'm Simon Beals, your host for this episode. We have a great show for you today. Alejandro of the Prim Group is with us to discuss evolving the treatment and management of spinal issues. Alejandro began at Prim in 2007 as a product manager and has since become a clinical manager for the company's 6 orthopedic clinics in central Spain. Thank you for coming on, Alejandro.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you for your invitation. I'm really pleased to be here with you.
Excellent. So first off, am I pronouncing your first name correct?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
There we go. So that's a good start. So Alejandro, first off, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Prim company? Prim may not be a name that some of our listeners are familiar with. So can you give us just a little bit of information on Prim?
Yeah, Simon, let me tell you, Prim's one of the oldest companies dedicated to the healthcare here in Spain, because we have recently held our 150th anniversary. So that's not really common data on the healthcare companies here in Spain. We know that only 40 companies are in this range of age, 140 or plus years of experience. So our company is composed by different divisions. One of them is dedicated to medical supplies, such as surgery devices and stuff like that. And other really great division is that we call mobility care division. I belong to this division. And this division is composed by different divisions again, like physiotherapist division, pharmaceutical division. They have an orthopedical supplies division. And we have our own clinics, which I manage from 5 years ago. Okay, that's an overview over Prim. We are on the stock market since 1985, and we have a really strong growth in different markets because we have an exportation division which sells products to the 5 continents in this world. So I'm really proud to be part of this company.
That's tremendous. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So within Prim, tell us about yourself. What's your background and how did you arrive at Prim and begin the journey that you're on right now?
Okay. I'm a veterinarian. My studies are from the animals part of the business, but at the end, we humans are animals which talk on 2 legs. So not really different to many parts of the animal world. I was hired for Prim 15 years ago, as you told. And I started being a specialist for lower limb prosthetics, traveling all around Spain and Portugal, visiting many different clinical orthopedics for this kind of market. And I started 10 years ago developing the CAD/CAM technology for Prim. I was the trainer for many different business in this kind of technology, teaching them how to use the software and the hardware, the scanners mainly. And 5 years ago, I was told by Ignacio Prim to be the manager for the clinics for the central area. We have 12 clinics in all the Spanish territory, and I have six clinics here in the central area.
Tremendous. And where are you based out of within Spain?
I'm based in Madrid. It's the better place, yeah, to achieve all the different territories, because you know that's in the center of the country. So it's better to make trips to anywhere.
And is Prim based head office based in Madrid?
Yeah. The headquarters are in Móstoles, which is a little town, really close to Madrid. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So such a broad product range and so many different departments. We're going to kind of focus our attention on this episode specifically to spinal issues and the management of back pain. Okay. So obviously the concept of back pain and sciatica and all the associated problems have been exceedingly well documented and goes back now since the start of time, I'm sure, since decided it was a good idea to walk on 2 legs as opposed to 4. So, you know, back pain has certainly been around for a long time, and the management of back pain has always been at the forefront of a lot of clinic practices. So looking at back pain, sciatica and so forth, what are the general kind of challenges that we face in trying to conservatively manage patients with back pain?
Simon, I think that great challenges that we have treating the back pain pain is the compliance of the patients. You have to take in account that mainly the elder people is suffering different kind of pathologies that causes them this kind of pain. And they are always searching how to improve or how to avoid this pain. The back support orthosis must be really comfortable for these patients because if not, they are not using it. And obviously, we won't have any results over the treatment. So many times when I talk with our CPOs, more and more are considering the compliance of the treatment really, really important, a crucial part of this treatment. Some time ago, some doctors told about the possibility of weakening the muscles of the patients when you are using this kind of orthosis. But really, there is no clinical studies that supports this theory. The products that we design at Prim are more and more flexible with the different textile options or materials. And all these orthoses are really, really studied to be well fitted and really comfortable for the patients. So at the end of the day, they can use it and have good results reducing this back pain.
Excellent. I fully agree. I've, as a chiropractor in my former life, oftentimes that would be kind of one of the elements or resistance to using any type of a spinal device was the assumption that, well, if I'm wearing some type of a support, I'm going to be weaker because of it, because I'm not using my muscle. And this is something that makes complete sense. So how has Prim approached the management of back pain? What was the directives in creating products that are going to be used for patients to present with back pain?
Okay, let me tell you, as I told you, we have 150 years of history. And we have an R&D department, which is always trying to develop better and better solutions for treating the back pain. Prim has a really long history about the treating of these kind of pathologies using different kind of back support orthoses. But if I'm honest, many of these products are or were built with really strong materials, because the theory in the past was that when you have a really good immobilization, it's better for the patient. But there are studies that say that it's better to have a good stabilization, but you have to allow the mobility of the patient at the same time. So the changes are coming from the perspective of developing new and more flexible materials, which gives the support, but at the same time allows the patient to maintain their mobility, which is really, really, really important. So I think that that's the approach from Prim to develop more and more their different back support lines, orthosis lines.
So that raises a great point. So Prim has such a broad spectrum of product offerings when it comes to spine, from hyperextension braces to much more flexible client type of LSO devices. How should a clinician approach kind of navigating all of these choices to arrive at a decision as what's going to be the most appropriate application for their patient?
Yeah, that's a good question, Simon. Our marketing department was working really, really hard in a really good guide, which connects the different kind of pathologies and pain levels of the patient with the product or the orthosis, which is better considered to treat these indications. So in addition to our website, when we have many, many information about the different products and the catalogs and brochures and all this stuff, we have a really good guide that we bring to the doctors, to the clinicians, and we explain it. We have a really good commercials net that explain to the doctor how can they discriminate between the different solutions, because as you told, it's really different the solution that we recommend for a worker, because we have a back support for workers specifically for this kind of exercise, and or if you have osteoporosis problem, when you will need a really different orthosis, which has metal structure over your spinal cord, which keeps you really, really well positioned. Okay. So it's interesting, your question, because we were trying to find a way to explain to the different clinicians how to select the inside a different kind of orthosis that we have, because our range is really wide, as you say. But this is the best way that we found that.
That makes complete sense. That makes complete sense. Every kind of element that we can have to help assist clinicians in making those clinical decisions and linking them with the diagnoses. Where is this information available for us? Is this all on the website, come with product? Do we have materials that we can share with our listeners, with our clinicians?
Yeah, we have marketing materials, paper. We have it impress, but normally now we give to the clinicians and special access to our work website, to professional access, where they can find this kind of materials and have all the information. But normally our sales net can make clinical visits to the doctors and explain these kind of materials and give them physically. But they have the both options to choose.
So once we now have decided, now we have a diagnosis, patient presents, we have a diagnosis, we've now selected the most appropriate product. Anything that you can kind of talk to us about in terms of fitting the devices, any tips and tricks that you've developed over the course of your career to be able to help clinicians really maximize the fit of the device?
Okay. Yeah. Practitioners, as you know, are always committed to restore the functionality. But we realized time ago that it's crucial the compliance, as I told. You can design the best back support or the best Xeno corset, but if the patient don't tolerate it, the treatment will absolutely fail. So functionality and comfort are concepts strongly related to the compliance. When we start an orthotic treatment, we always try to obtain the patient commitment to do what we ask them to do. If the patient is in doubt or doesn't have a real interest, we prefer not to treat them, because we perfectly know that we will not reach the pretended goals. It's for this reason that it's very important to work in a collaborative way with all the members of an interdisciplinary team through a really clear and agreed objectives.
And as a kind of looking after your PRIM actual clinic sites, what's been your experience in terms of kind of how well these products have been accepted by patients? And, you know, it's one thing to have the idea that we'll create something that will create better compliance. What's been your experience at your treatment clinics in terms of how well patients have accepted?
Our experience is that the compliance is getting better and better because of the change of the materials, the comfort or the flexibility. I told before is crucial to have this compliance. But instead of that, we have a really good communication with the patients. The CPO has to try to explain to the patient what implications will have the use of the orthosis, how is the best way to preserve and maintain the conditions of the orthosis. It's a communication issue, I think, to get the best compliance of the patient. If you only sell the back support orthosis and you don't explain anything to the patient, and you don't explain that it's good to wear a shirt below the orthosis, if you don't explain that at the beginning, you will feel uncomfortable. This is normal. It's really important, this communication, to have a better compliance.
Now, I've had the privilege and the opportunity to be able to see some of the new products that we are bringing in from PRIM for our PRIM Spine. Can you speak a little bit about the technology, materials, and the design structure, some of the elements for some of these devices that we're going to be taking out and bringing across the country?
Yeah, as a company whose mission is to improve people's life, PRIM continually challenges itself to innovate in terms of materials, manufacturing techniques, and design so that the products are more tolerable for patients and users. It's crucial to keep in mind that PRIM's know-how comes from an R&D department with more than 100 years of experience, learning from different markets, and taking into account that the requirements of its clients and the needs of patients from the various cultures in which it's present. We have incorporated different technologies such as bonding, This technology allows to manufacture different orthosis products without avoiding seams. It's really important for the patient, and especially for those kind of patients like diabetic problems, which have a really sensitive skin, to have orthosis. We have with respect this sensible skin. So I think that the technology is really, really important. Other technology that we have incorporated some years ago is high frequency, which allows to stack different materials, again, without these seams or these changes of surface. I don't know how to explain. I don't know if I'm explaining myself. Sorry, Simon.
No, you're doing a great job.
Technology is really, really important and really crucial. And Prim is making a great investment in different technologies to develop this kind of orthosis, understanding that the market change. Another example are the sportive orthosis, which are used during a really aggressive, and you need to make really accurate movements, and you don't want to be worried about the orthosis. You want to develop your activity in the best way with the best result, but never taking in account the orthosis. It's for that that Prim try to develop more and more comfortable and effective orthosis.
I think one of the elements that I've seen and that I've noticed are some of the very fine design details that are different than perhaps some of the other competitive products on the market. The new hyperextension Prim Precision brace, for example, with the sternal pad that is movable and has a range of motion to it. Are you able to speak, you know, on that detail just as an example of kind of creating that subtle change in terms of a feature of a device that people may be now already familiar with?
I will try because this is for our R&D department question, but I will try. I can give you a sample. I told later about the spinair orthosis, which is used to the treatment for the osteoporosis. And this is the best orthosis in the market because combines the rigid structure for the spinal cord, which makes the body or the trunk to be really straight and well positioned. But at the same time, for the pelvic bandage that you fix it, you have flexible layers of textile, which adapt really good to the different surfaces of the body. Because you know that at the waist, you have certain body areas that are really, really that suffer the pressure of different kind of orthosis. If you have a rigid material over this area, this orthosis won't be used by the patient. Again, the compliance, as I told you. So we have the technology to combine really elastic materials, so really flexible materials with rigid materials in the same orthosis. It's a kind of example I can give you now.
No, I think it's a great example. And I think one of the elements that people will see, and certainly that end users, that patients are going to appreciate, is that the result of this technology goes into creating a device and a product very, very low profile. One of the worst things that people would come to me and say, you know, I'm not going to wear that. You know, it makes me look fat, bulky, bulgy, all of those types of things. So a device that is slimlined and trim is something that they absolutely would want to see. And I think that's something that you have achieved in designing your products.
Yes, thank you. We work hard to achieve this point, and I'm sure that we will improve ourselves in the future.
Now, living in Spain, we were always on this side of the ocean, you know, interested to find out kind of, you know, what the rest of the world does. How do they look after or their patients? Is there anything you can kind of, you know, fill us in on in terms of kind of the management, you know, more on the conservative management of patients with spinal issues, as far as your perspective?
Well, in our country, doctors used to order thermoplastic or rigid orthosis when they have to make a surgery. We used to manufacture customized devices such as TLSO or LSO. Here I can tell you a little bit about our technology, because in our clinics we are working with CAD/CAM technology for many years, and when we are asked to manufacture a customized orthosis, surface. We scan the body of the patient to get the surface. We pass this file through design software, an orthotic specific design software, and we manufacture a polyurethane block and we thermomold a plastic over this polyurethane. So I think when we are talking about the conservative, the really conservative treatment of pain of back surgeries, we are talking about rigid thermoplastic customized corsets. Yeah. And that manufacturer always, we're more and more using CAD/CAM technology for manufacturing prosthetics and orthotic devices.
So within your clinics, do you have space and kind of success in integrating both those technologies of a custom thermoplastic TLSO or LSO, as well as some of the softer LSO type of products offering?
We use both because at the end, the clinician or the doctor has the final decision, and not always they are asking for rigid and thermoplastic corsets. Sometimes they prefer the softer solutions with textile and plastic combining solution orthosis. So we are successful treating in both ways, but always the customized devices have more job to do because you have to scan the patient and all this stuff. And when you are talking about a standard orthosis, a textile orthosis, in this sense, it's easier for us because you only have to choose the correct size and fit to the patient. But you have to do the fitting because sometimes doctors think that when you are using a soft orthosis that we are calling soft orthosis, it doesn't, it don't need to be fitted. And that's not correct because many of these kind of orthosis has different plastic elements that you have to heat and adapt to the spine and to the back to the patient to have the correct low doses physiological angle. That's really, really important. Always we have to fit the orthosis to the patient, but it's obvious that you need more fitting for a customized orthosis from that as a standard orthosis.
Do you find that it's an important element to educate your clinical referral source, whether it be a physician or orthopedic surgeon, as to the range of products that are available for use on patients, everything from a rigid custom down to a textile-based orthosis?
Yes, that's crucial. We have a really great focus on the education of our CPOs in internal education and external education for the doctors. Internal education, we have different platforms at PRIM where the experts can make different courses when they are launching different orthosis products. From the point of view of the customized orthosis, our CPOs are really experienced people who has many, many customized orthotic devices fitted. So they have a really great education. And at this point, they are the people who train or who teach the doctors what are the different tendencies on the solutions of the spinal problems. But when we are talking about the standard products or sources, we have a really strong marketing and training department who send us many different trainings or formations to try to understand the different kind of products and to have our people really well trained.
Excellent. I think it's a great idea. Sometimes I think we hear that physicians, know of only one type of device and they'll prescribe that one type of device, whereas our clinicians have a range of offerings that, may be more, better accepted, more suitable. So I think education is always a key element, kind of up and down, educate the patient as well as educate the referral source.
Yes, that's crucial.
So looking forward, I always ask this of our guests, kind of prying into, what's coming down? What do you see as the future? Is there any kind of product changes, any shifts, any new products that you're able to kind of share with us and with our listeners that we might be able to look forward to in the future?
Yeah, many companies are investigating around the 3D printed devices for managing spinal issues, and PRIM is one of them. But we are facing problems regarding the materials because the traditional polyethylene is very effective and has many properties we really appreciate, such as heating and fitting over bony areas, or adding padding materials to reinforce pressure areas, or supporting metal structures to avoid hypersyphosis or higher curves. The other concept which never goes out of style is compliance. As I told before, compliance is the main theme when we look at the effectiveness. There are some temperature sensors on the market which tell you the time that the patient is wearing the orthosis, and it's another technology that we are studying, because sometimes the doctors tell us that some kind of customized corset, scoliosis corset, doesn't have the results that they pretend. And sometimes the problem is, again, about compliance. So we insert these kind of sensors, temperature sensors, inside the plastic and don't tell the child that they are wearing it to see later how many hours they are wearing the orthosis. I think that
I used to say that a very clean device is probably a device that not being worn.
Yeah. That's it. That the first thing that the CPO checks. If the device is really clean, bad news. It's not
exactly.
Being used. It's not being used. Yeah, but sometimes the parents and the child lies to you, and if they tell you that they are wearing 12 hours, you have to think that not more than 6 hours is the truth. So the half of they say is the truth.
Well, it's good to hear that those standards exist on both sides of the ocean. I think
yeah.
We can say that happens over here as well as over
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
You know, Alejandro, you have been a wonderful guest. With that, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing some of your wisdom with us in terms of RIM.
Thank you so much, Simon, for your interest and for this opportunity. We are really pleased to come participate in this initiative and tell you what are we trying to do. As I told you, I'm very, really proud to work for this company, because I think that we do the things in the right way. So if you know our products, you know how they are developing, how we are improving it. And I'm sure that in the future, you will have more news about that.
Wonderful. Thank you. And with that, I'd also like to say thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode. Of course, if you have a show or a topic for future episodes, you can email us at positiveoutcomes@orthoped.ca. New episodes are released every other Thursday at positiveoutcomes.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. Positive Outcomes is a production of Orthoped ULC in conjunction with our partners, produced by Jonathan Stone and hosted by me, Simon Beals, and Jeff Newell. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.